This week's episode of Podfather is brought to you by our good friends at MyBlue. Sometimes it's hard to find a satisfying bait. This week's episode of Podfather is brought to you by... Fuck it, we're going to keep going. This week's episode of Podfather is brought to you by our friends at MyBlue. Sometimes it's hard to find a satisfying vape that's simple and convenient. Blue, who introduced vaping to the world, is now introducing you to MyBlue. If you want to get that, head over to MyBlue.com to check out their MyBlue and get the $1 trial offer on the MyBlue kit. Check it out at MyBlue.com for full details. It's easy. It's one-click pods. You can switch between flavors in seconds. Just 20 minutes to charge in your set all damn day. For a limited time, Blue is letting you try their new MyBlue starter kit for just $1, but you got to hurry because it won't last long. Terms and conditions may apply. Go to MyBlue.com today to learn more. And if you're going to order some, order the cherry because it tastes the best by far. The original tobacco is pretty good, but cherry is good too. All right, let's go.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right, Clem, we are back. I'm in New York. You're in New York, but just in a very different part of New York. I was in a very different part of New York today. I was in Coney Island today, and it's basically exactly what I thought it would be.
It's a freak factory. I told you, I don't even want to know what you did there because I feel like there's a million different ways you put you and Kate. I won't call Kate. I'll say your weird ass and Kate's weird ass. Sorry, Kate's weird too.
Kate's weird too. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Two fucking high hater motherfuckers in the middle of Coney Island, home of the freak shows. Home to Stephon Marbury. Home to Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so, unless I have my facts. I think that's where Steph grew up. And put you guys there. And a lovely ballpark, the Brooklyn Cyclones. And Chapsy, I don't even know what the fucking what you have for me right now, baby.
I'm looking forward to releasing the video. I think it's the funniest thing I've ever been a part of. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be good. What's things going like in Casa de Clem? I know you... You look better than you did the last time I talked to you. You look like you're more rested, like you have maybe not as much of the shit this week. Is that correct?
Yes. So there's a reason for that. You can tell right now by looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my glasses, my reading glasses, which are quickly becoming like real glasses, like all the time, because my eyes stink now.
You look great in glasses, by the way.
Thank you. I think I chose a good frame for my... big weird. I have like an oblong. I'm like a football face, right? I have like a football head.
Don't say that. You have a nice head.
Thank you. I'm now wearing jerseys every day because it's summer. Yeah. I am embracing being a dad now. I am a fucking loser.
And you feel like I see a mustache popping through.
There is a mustache. I have never even come close to wanting to growing a mustache because anytime I did it, I looked like a fucking idiot. Sienna loves it and my wife hates it. So I kind of have to do it now. I have to.
What about full beard, Clem? Have you ever tried to go full beard, Clem?
Every time I do, I get it caught on zippers and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
go
like,
full. You're doing jerseys. You don't have a zipper right now. You're doing jersey summer. I think you
I'm getting
go,
told to shave it up.
I think you should go full beard, Clem.
Well, I have to do that in the winter though. It's too hot for me in the summer. I'm carrying. You have to also realize, along with that hair, comes a lot of extra human that is keeping me hot. So I can't be doing the beard this time of year.
What's your dick hair looking like?
Dick hair is longer than usual right now.
Yeah,
I've not shaved in a little bit. I have. That's the thing. I have to get rid of everything but the mustache to accentuate the mustache. It's a little hidden right now, and I think. Like big dick energy, I think pubic hair energy is a thing too. And I am at my highest energy when I am lacking pubic hair. I don't know about you, but I think when you have a bush down there, you kind of sag a little bit. You kind of
there's something about nature and evolution that I actually feel like you're cooler if you have a bunch of pubic hair.
Like, really?
When I shave a lot, I feel like I'm just sliding like a swamp. Like I just turn into Everglade dick, like real quick. And I feel like alligators and stuff are going to start coming out of my nutsack. It's not a good feeling.
I had someone ask me what would be like your like tagline for the podcast today. And it's like, talking pubes. That's what we do here. We talk pubes on the podcast.
Yeah.
I now know my sister-in-law listens to the show, so hello, Terry. Hope you're enjoying the show. You're going to learn a side of me I never hoped you would learn. Hopefully you skip this episode. But anyway, the reason I brought this up in a weird fucking way.
I think one of the biggest benefits of me hosting a radio show now, I've learned the benefit of just being quiet and let the awkward just like kind of marinate out there for a minute. That's why I wish we had video components of this podcast, because that produces some pretty good ones.
If you have like a video of me in glasses, a mustache, and a basketball jersey telling people what my pubes hair situation is like, that's a problem. That's problematic, as the kids say.
Yeah.
That's a problematic situation I have going on right now.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like being a dad's like being a blogger, where you definitely feel liberated. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But like, if you go too far and then you are a blogger, then you really have no checks and balances in life. And that's where shit gets bad. And I'm scared like where my life is headed right now. However, the good side of this is I have embraced the dad side, and Chapsy, breaking news on the podcast, we are officially going minivan. We're going full.
Wow.
Fucking roadster.
What?
That's right.
What kind?
So this is the problem, however.
Okay.
You're talking about being a weirdo, we are officially going to be the weird family.
Okay.
My wife and I, we met at Sienna. We have a daughter named Sienna, and we're going to be fucking driving Toyota Sienna. We are the weird family, Chaps, and I am not proud. I am not proud of this.
Is it the same spelling?
It's two N's. Thank God it's two N's.
Yeah. Because
it makes us a little less weird, but it's like, oh, this is Sienna. Oh, and is, oh, here, jump in my car, the Sienna. Where did you guys meet? At Sienna?
Are the Siennas the one that had the built-in vacuum in the back?
Ooh, I don't know. They can't, because that my wife would have freaked the fuck out about that. She loves vacuums. Or they don't have it anymore. They might have had it back in the day, but there's no vacuum in this one.
Oh, you bought it already?
No. But we've like tested. Like we went.
Ask them. Ask them. They sometimes they leave that part out. So ask them if they have a model with it there, because it's an upgrade. But it would be so worth it, because they just have a little canister you can vacuum in your car with your car on, no extra power, and then you just dump it out.
No one likes going to those little fucking gas station things, dude. That are like the creepiest part of the gas station, yeah, where there's criminals and shit. Definitely just
look. Only time there's you go there is if you want a $3 car wash that's going to leave your car scratched up and you need to buy Crocodilia. That's the only time you go to those places.
I thought you were going to say a $3 blowjob. But
yeah,
$3,
that too. Either shout out to my dad, the truck driver, and his lot lizards.
The odd thing about this car, it's the only – listen to this, Chapsy. A little fun fact for you on the episode as well. It's the only minivan type in the entire fucking world that has all-wheel drive. Everything else has front-wheel, two-wheel drive. Hmm. Not one of them, not the Hyundai Odyssey, not the Chrysler, whatever, Pacifica, Dodge, Count, whatever the fuck they are. This Toyota Sienna, we don't even have a choice. We have to get it if we want to, you know, have all-wheel drive in this fucking frozen tundra.
Oh, yeah, forget snow. I was thinking, what do you even need that for? But snow up there.
And like,
and it is the Honda Odyssey that has the vacuum.
It's the Honda Odyssey? Yeah. Okay. The Honda Odyssey apparently has like a Wi-Fi, like a hotspot in the car.
Our Tahoe has that.
Is that? See, that's awesome. It has like wireless charging for your phone, which I would love, because I hate having the cords and you're like fighting with it and shit like that.
That's pretty dope.
The Honda Odyssey has all that stuff. The Toyota Sienna does not, but it has all-wheel drive. And I'm honestly
and
like,
and it's named Sienna.
And it's named Sienna. I'm like, my children's safety with the fucking forged, you know, tires during a fucking snowstorm or Wi-Fi. Like, I'm kind of making that decision. We're all in on the fucking Toyota Sienna. I'm a weirdo that's going to have a Sienna wife, a Sienna kid, and a Sienna car. I'm not proud of it. And another little quirky thing, the person who showed me the car won Mariano Rivera Jr.
No way.
Mariano Rivera Jr.
He's a car salesman?
So we went to the Toyota place. It used to be called North Westchester Toyota or something in Mount Kisco. No free ads on the podcast, but whatever.
Right.
And I go there. It's called Rivera Toyota. And I'm thinking, all right, just some dude named Rivera must have bought it. Go in. Pictures of Mo everywhere. Fucking Mariano everywhere, plastered up. Posters, whatever you want to call it. So we go to the reception. It's like, oh, is Mariano Rivera, like, you know, own this place? She's like, yeah. And one of his sons works here. He used to play baseball. Like, he's like 22 years old. And then this kid comes out. He goes, hi, I'm Mariano. how can I help you? I'm like, well, any fucking spinning image of Mo, he's just a little shorter and, you know, doesn't have a fucking 98-mile splitter that'll cut your bat in half.
Did he also kill somebody?
Or cutter, I mean. Kill somebody.
Yeah. Mo? Did Mariano Rivera kill somebody?
Oh, didn't he have something with, like, the house and, like, the something like that? Yeah. He's, like, the greatest guy on earth, but that was a... The Yankees have some interesting black guys.
If you need to hire somebody like Mariano Rivera, you could probably do it by signing up for ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends over 1,000 jobs to or 100 of the web's leading job boards. They don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never have a miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a high-quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder why ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, with the web address ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. That's ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. That's PODFATHERS. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. We have some mailbags.
Yep.
Oh, let me tell you something first about McCartney before we go into mailbags. She got told today at school that she can't go on the field trip tomorrow. They are having all kinds of summer field trips. She was not a good listener today. Oh. To the point where they told her she's not allowed to go tomorrow. She was devastated. Like, she lives for these field trips. She feels like she's king dingling when she gets to go on these field trips. She never cries. She's a very, she likes, like, hollers around and everything, but legitimate tears because she's sad, never. She cried tonight on FaceTime because she was so upset that she didn't get to go. She's like, I made so many bad choices. My teachers think I'm a bad girl. And we were like, you're not a bad girl. You just made bad decisions. Like, we need to make better decisions. It was so sad, man. The saddest thing. And I'm here. Can't even hold her. Can't even tell her it's going to be okay. Can't tell her, like, you got to make your better choices. We're going to be better tomorrow. We're going to make better decisions. It was so sad.
You're always in New York for, like, catastrophic events in the family. And this, however, are you
at least I was at home when Pepper got murdered.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That would have been. I would have had to fly home, I think.
Do you think this will, like, maybe, like, less, like, make her, like, think twice next time she wants to act up, or you think she'll forget about it quick enough? Like, that's something that might be good that you're not even there for. It's like going to the bathroom. You come out, your food's already at the table. It's like you're gonna come back, and McCartney's gonna, like, listen because she knows there's real consequences to her actions. Or you think it's just gonna be like, fuck you guys.
But I think she's the type of kid that she's very boisterous, and I don't want to take that out of her because I feel like the tendencies that she has now, like, I oftentimes get asked, like, offline about, with McCartney's behavior, do you think that you do enough with, like, discipline and everything? And I think the answer is yes, because we don't want to take out the boisterous nature of her personality, because what she has that gets her in trouble in kindergarten is going to make her an extremely successful adult. Because she's going to push the buck. She's not going to be satisfied with the status quo. She's going to be a fucking leader, man. And I think if we try to strip that out of her, then it's not good. And I also think that she gets a little extra attention because she's a girl instead of a boy. If it's a boy doing a lot of the stuff that she gets in trouble for at school, they're like, oh, that's just little boys being little boys.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes she's like, half the time she's just standing up for herself based on the stories you tell. That motherfucker Giovanni, that son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch Giovanni.
I hope he didn't get to go on the field trip either. No. If he even was on a field trip.
I hope he's sleeping with the school of fishes. About Giovanni.
Chaps comes to New York for a weekend. He's fucking talking like a mobster.
I'll be sleeping with the fishes. All right, let's move into mailbags.
All right, let's move into mailbags. First up here. This one's from Logan. Hey, Podfathers. My wife and I have a 1-year-old child, and I believe we have what could be one of the best perks for having kids out there. My wife's family owns a daycare in our area, and that means free daycare for our son and any future kids that could be. I know we are extremely lucky to have this available to us because the cost of sending your kids to daycare can be outrageous, and I've heard you guys complain about it on the show on multiple occasions. My question is, where would you rank not having to pay for daycare ever again on your list of perks for a parent?
I have to wait about 3 weeks for that to be a real thing for me. And I cannot wait.
You said you're putting that money towards vacations now, right?
Yeah, so the difference of cost from full-time daycare to after-school care that we're going to do is going to be around $800 a month. It'll be around $800 a month difference. So we're going to take like $400 of that a month and put it into a vacation fund. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to spend all of that on a vacation every year, but we're going to have it. Like if we want to go to Hawaii or if we want to go to Disney, we have that. Ideally, I want to rent like a lake house for like a week or 10 days for the summertime. I think that would be so much fun. Because when the last week that we had at Barstool, when we were off during the 4th of July week, basically off, that was way more relaxing to me than the Disney trip. I just kind of hang out at home, like go do a couple things with my wife. We went to a museum. We went out to eat a few times, had some charcuterie boards. It was nice. Lovely.
Those fucking like
staycations.
Those week getaways and you just go to a lake or something, man. I mean, even as a kid, those are some of my favorite vacations. You know what I mean? Whereas Disney, it's like you need a vacation from a vacation. Your dogs are barking. You're exhausted. It's tough, man. So I don't know. Like what? I'm trying to think, what else can you get as a perk that's better than like $800 a month, basically, right? Like, I guess if someone,
had a great perk, if you were to win unlimited Uber Eats for the month, even though it might not add up to $800, if you don't have to cook at all and your meals are delivered to you at your home and it's whatever you want from your local area, that's a huge perk.
Humongous. Like the personal, isn't that Big Cat's thing? Like he needs a limo driver who would like cook his meals, and that was like his like ideal wife or her, you know, someone like that. And yeah, that would be fucking incredible. Yeah, I mean, daycare has to be number one, man. It's so much, and it's even more for me up here. We always talk about how it's like even
that
more
price difference is insane. Like the difference what you pay and what I pay is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even want to look, like, think about, because AJ's going in a couple months, and it's like, I don't even want to think about what that's going to cost me. Like, it's just like, write the check and doing it. It's like you with Disney. You just take the money. I don't even want to know where it is. And then once Sienna gets out in a year. And then the other thing is with daycare, like you said, then once they're older, you can still throw them in the after school program. So you just keep those fucking kids in daycare as long as humanly possible. You can worry about summer camp. Summer camp's paid for. You just throw them to daycare as long as you can. So daycare is fucking awesome. God bless. Fuck you, Logan. Actually, don't God bless you. Fuck you. God bless you, kids. Next up, wow. This actually. Yeah, I got.
You got fired up.
You leave that dead air, chaps. I'm going to fill it. You know, you say you leave me to my own devices right now. I'm in a weird place. Next up is Marie. This actually kind of ties into what we were just talking about. Since it's summer, we are about to take our little ones. We have two twins to the beach for the first time. Any tips for new, very scared parents?
I wonder how old the kids are.
Based on that, I think it said like a year.
Okay.
I think it was 9 months or a year or something.
It's like tough. Don't worry if they put sand in their mouth. Don't worry if they get sand in their noses or whatever. Just like get it out. Don't worry about that shit. Sunscreen them up. Have them lubed up with sunscreen. You're good to go. I think like looking back, and don't take so much shit that you're miserable. Everybody that goes to the beach, you take so much shit, it ruins it. And it's not the fact that you have to set it up when you get there. It's the takedown when you're done. Remember, everything that you're bringing to the beach, you have to remove from the beach. And that shit sucks. When you're with little kids, you've already been chasing them around. You've been getting the fucking sand boogers out of their face. And then you got to haul these chairs, all these blankets, all these juice boxes and goldfish and all kinds of dumbass toys that are dirty as hell. You got to put them in your car. And if you don't have the Honda Odyssey, you have to go get it all vacuumed out. It's such bullshit.
Yeah, we need to get a fucking car ad on this because I'm ready to ride or die for the Odyssey right now. I'm about to flip my fucking whole choice up.
You know, you said that you got a van. We traded in the van about a year ago. The van that we had, the Town and Country is what we had, the Chrysler Town and Country, for Tahoe. I swear to Christ, I would go back to a van in a heartbeat because you just have so much more room. So much. The amount of room that you have in a van, it just looks like shit. I mean, a van looks like shit.
Yeah,
they should make a Tahoe with the interior of a van, like the captain chairs with the in-between seats that you don't have to go so your kids don't ever have to touch each other. Be perfect.
It's either, yeah, because either you care what you look like. You don't, like, I've gone the other way. I'm like, fuck it. I'm a fucking loser. The guy who, I came to the realization 3 days ago. I said, the guy who pre-Clem before kids is dead. And he's never, ever coming back because I will always have kids for as long as I'm alive, guy one. And even if I don't, they have ruined my brain. I'm fucking gone. So, like, who gives a shit, man? Just give me the shitty van. But if you're someone like Chaps that has moved on and, I guess, embraces life, just make a nice-looking car for us. It's not that hard to do. And parents, I've been talking to parents with vans. It's like talking about, like, porn. Like, it's like we just could talk for hours. It's like
van people are a real thing. You know how if you have a Jeep Wrangler, you wave at other Jeep Wrangler owners?
Yeah.
It should be like that with minivans.
It's motorcycles. They do, like, that little, like,
I feel like if I see another dad with a minivan and we're in a parking lot together, I got to give him a little tap on the nuts.
Little nut tap. Yeah. It's like, those things did that to us.
Yeah. You're doing the damn thing, buddy. But you got to be careful because if you're in a minivan, odds are that you have had or will be having soon a vasectomy. And you don't know how recently it was. You don't want to hurt somebody that had a vasectomy.
That would be a problem. Back to Marie's question. Chaps nailed it. When you're leaving the house and you're fresh, you have a ton of energy and you're just like, this is going to be an epic beach day. Like, just remember, tired, sunburnt, worn out you. It has to bring all that shit back. In fucking one trip, hopefully, you're not going to want to bring them much stuff. So take a little less. Oh, two more things. One, a good way to get sand off your kids is baby powder. Put some baby powder on them. It gets the sand off. Oh, you have to sunscreen the shit out of them, too. That's annoying. Yeah. And two, take a break. If you got to go home at 12, it's like it's not like, you know, back in the day when you just go to the beach, bring a shitload of beer, get wasted, pass out on the beach, and then go home. You might have to go home because the kids are going to have to go potty. That's another fucking issue, going potty at the beach.
Yeah.
Just throw them in the ocean. I mean
imagine your legs fucking spread eagle in there and you got sand in your ass crack and getting your butthole cleaned. That shit would suck.
You got to go to the Honda Odyssey, clean that shit.
Yeah, just vacuum it all out.
Or go to the guy at the gas station, $3 for the blowjob.
I wonder why they haven't invented that yet. Like a poop vacuum, where if you've had like a lot of diarrhea or something, they just stick a vacuum up your ass and you can just suck all the rest of it out so you don't have to keep like going to the toilet over and over again.
I want to know why you haven't invented that. You like seem like the target market for that.
Like a shop vac for diarrhea. Wet or dry.
Strong but gentle. Like yeah. That's a hard sales pitch. Oh man, this episode has got a hell of a way, Chaps. You gotta go into New York City more.
I'm very tired.
This is the Coney Island coming out.
Right. Yeah.
One more? You good for one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. This one comes from Mark. Podfathers, after hearing Chaps talk about being allergic to raw eggs last episode, I had something to share. My wife and I just found out our kid is allergic to eggs. Fucking eggs. Not raw eggs, but all kinds of eggs. Cooked, uncooked, etc. I don't know what the hell we are going to do because you know what has eggs in it? Pretty much everything in the world that kids eat that's easy to make.
Yeah.
I don't have a question, but I just had to vent.
Sorry, dude.
That stinks, man.
I'm so glad I didn't do what I was going to do. I was going to shit on Mark's name and say how much I hate the name Mark, but I didn't do it. I'm glad that I didn't do it because he's going through some stuff already. He doesn't need that extra bullshit on his plate.
You're a big man, Chaps.
Thank you.
I'm sure Mark appreciates that from the fucking seventh ring of hell that he's in right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
At least his name isn't Mitch. I mean, I haven't talked shit about Mitch's in a while.
We haven't rebuked the name Mitch in a hot minute, so... Mark, you're in this, bro. You're in this probably with a few other people that are in some shit right now, too. But
you can't even do macaroni because they make noodles with eggs.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't do anything.
Nobody wants to be the bitch that is like, excuse me. Like, even at daycare, like, does this have eggs in it? They're like, dude, we're getting rid of peanut butter. We're not getting rid of eggs. Get the fuck out of my face. But then if your kid, like, blows up like a balloon and, like, can't breathe, that's kind of a problem as well. So... I don't know, man. I have a friend who had some, and I think the same thing. And I think some kids get it, they grow out of it by like a year. But if you're like one of those guys that's like the 1% and your kid doesn't grow out of it, thoughts and prayers, my friend.
But flip side, he could do like the keto diet and do nothing but like steak and chicken and potatoes and stuff like that. And the kid could be ripped.
you're getting those gains, man.
Yeah.
That's what
having lean gains is like a toddler.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you're not a vegan. Because vegans are the ones who avoid like eggs and dairy and all their shit. But then keto, you're avoiding that, but you're just going straight steak. And okay. Yeah. Are you allergic to chicken if you're allergic to eggs?
That's a question.
Mark, write back and answer me that question. Is your kid allergic to chicken if she's allergic to eggs?
That's a great question. Because when does the DNA change?
Right?
That might be the answer to abortion.
You know, man, the new Supreme Court's going to hear this, man. We may be overturning Roe versus Wade.
Your Honor, I'd like to remind you of the case study that was performed on Podfathers.
It was a long night, chaps and gynecologists, and we're talking about eggs and abortion and chicken allergies. Holy shit.
All right, that's the episode. We'll see you guys back next week. We love you. We'll see you soon.